Saturday, mostly sunny, breezy, high of 74. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
KLWN. It is now time for the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and here is your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Good morning, John. Each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Today I'm pleased to have Jay Smith. He's the market president here for Central National Bank. Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. Thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure. Well, I want to talk about kind of Central National Bank and all the things that you guys do in the community. Let's talk first a little bit about your history, kind of your history, how you came to be in Lawrence, your background with Lawrence, and also how you got to be at Central National Bank.
Well, I guess to start on the personal side, I actually come from a family of bankers.
So it's in your blood.
It is. It came quite naturally. We like to joke, as far as I'm the oldest of three boys that are in banking.
And oh, you are? Wow.
We joke that our father set the example, and we lack the creativity to find something else. But I did grow up in a small town in southeast Kansas.
What town?
St. Paul.
St. Paul, okay.
Little bitty town, about 100 miles south on 59 Highway.
Okay.
Met my wife in St. Paul, went to Pittsburgh State.
Okay.
And actually followed her career up here as a special ed teacher. She got a job in DeSoto in 2000, mm-hmm. Moved up here, and then I spent the next 7 to 8 years driving to Kansas City.
Okay, yeah.
You know, downtown Kansas City, Missouri for 4 years, and then worked for a second bank for 3 or 4 years. Get my math right there. And then I had the opportunity to finally bank here in Lawrence, in the town that I mm-hmm. wanted to live in and wanted to work in. Central gave me that opportunity 4 years ago, and it's just been great. As far as the commuting that I defended for so many years, now I have 4 children, and being able to drop them off at school or do things with them over lunch is just great. Just great.
It really is. I lived in Los Angeles for almost 20 years, so commuting, you know, as I said, I think that's one of the hardest things on a family is that commuting time. If you're that time before kids go to school in the morning and at the end of the day, those are kind of important kid hours. And sometimes you can't be there, but it's sure nice when you can.
Yeah, it's just remarkable when your family grows and you realize all the things that you can do with mm-hmm. them if you work in the same community. And as I said, I defended that for many years. And, you know, banking's interesting. While as many industries here in Lawrence are, the kind of has a pyramid as you go up to in the management and, mm-hmm. and the longer you're in banking. People drive around Lawrence and they see different banks, many different mm-hmm. banks. And
got a few.
We do. And you know, it's probably a struggle for some people to understand those opportunities sort of limit themselves at mm-hmm. times when you've been in banking for so long. And it did for me. It was difficult to find the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I continued to drive. And as I said, when Central afforded me the opportunity, it's since then it's been wonderful.
That's cool. Now Central National Bank, now where is it? Its headquarters are not in Lawrence, right? Where are they?
That's correct. Their headquarters and where they began is in Junction City, Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In 1884.
All right.
They've been a family-owned, Kansas-owned, Kansas-ran bank since then.
Mm-hmm.
They grew out of Junction City and, you know, in the early days really started as an ag bank mm-hmm. in central Kansas. I'll be careful not to call that western Kansas.
I grew up in western Kansas, so.
I know I've been corrected many times by saying that's western Kansas. You know, and just through the years, they've expanded in many locations, moved to more of the metro areas, Lawrence, mm-hmm. Wichita, Gardner, Topeka, and in those areas sort of diversified, mm-hmm. you know, what they were doing in banking. You had the ag side that was really taking up most of the portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
So when they expanded, they continue to look for opportunities today. We're in 21 communities in Kansas, and we have one community in Nebraska that we're in. But the family continues to be very involved, mm-hmm. and that was one of the things that really hit home for me, that mm-hmm. this was kind of the right bank for me to work with, growing up in banking and again, learning some of those values that are important to me, mm-hmm. Examples that were given to me and realizing those were the same that Central had mm-hmm. meant a lot to me.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, when you, so you have four kids, I heard you say.
I do.
Now, where do your kids go to school?
They go to Corpus Christi.
Okay.
They are, let's see, we're going through a round of birthdays about this time. So today.
Make sure you're right.
That's right. That's right. Today, my oldest, Madeline, is 10. Number two, we affectionately call her. Isabella is 8. Andrew, the third, my only boy, turned 6 yesterday.
Wow.
Actually. And then Gianna, who's our youngest and youngest girl, turned 2 in January. So about half the year, mm-hmm. I have their ages down appropriately, but we're not there yet. So
one of the things when we talked about was like, Central National Bank, you know, how it's changed and grown over the years. I mean, because now you guys are in, you have 2 locations here in Lawrence, 4 locations. Okay. Now you have 4 locations in Lawrence, but you have also, I know that been affected by the economy, like because you actually closed one branch, but then you kind of reformatted, but you're doing some cool stuff down there in your building downtown.
We are, and we closed 2 branches in the last couple years. And I guess we can talk about the economy and some of the effects that it had on there.
Because I mean, obviously, we can, because the economy obviously has affected banking in such a visible way, mm-hmm. Because of bad banking, and then also then that affected the good bank, the banks that were strong, because they have to deal with all these regulations and stuff that are coming through. So,
yeah, I try not to say bad banking too much, but
there was some bad decisions.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I kind of look at it maybe from a global perspective, mm-hmm. or a macro. I use the analogy a lot that mm-hmm. Perhaps the whole class was punished by mm-hmm. the actions of a few students, and I still think and believe that was the case. We were all administering some practices that maybe weren't sound or safe at that mm-hmm. time. Competition drives that,
right?
It really does. When mm-hmm. you're looking to expand or to be profitable. Mm-hmm. When one competitor rolls out a program that is less down payment money or better rates or whatever it is, mm-hmm. The next bank down the street or in a different community mm-hmm. realizes they have to compete with that. So you go through that cycle, as mm-hmm. we did for so many years. The next thing you know, you're offering products and loans and checking accounts, things like that you never dreamed you would, mm-hmm. Years in the past. So competition drives a lot of that. And, as far as the bad banking and the good banking, a lot of what happened was on the lending side, of mm-hmm. course. Many bankers break up the bank in 2 sides,
right.
your retail deposit side or your mm-hmm. lending staff. And, with the economy, the way it was rolling and competition mm-hmm. and things that were really becoming an everyday practice mm-hmm. In banking, I know we talked a little bit before the show of what we would have done differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question, and I'm not sure. I'm really not sure how many different things we could have done different, or the things that we feel like we did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What really happened is a multitude of things that went together. But I mean, the first thing to say is that we counted on appreciation of properties and values.
Right.
And if we can all agree that we counted on that to happen, which some have different theories, but if we can agree that that's what happened, then a lot of decisions were made just based on those values.
Mm-hmm.
So many banks, many bankers, many people made those decisions. And
mm-hmm. Well, a lot of banks were hurt a lot worse than you guys. I mean, you guys obviously were not as into it as others, because you're still here, for one.
That's very true. And we all went through something very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Banks in Lawrence, Kansas City, Topeka, mm-hmm. Junction City, you name it, everyone was affected by the new regulation, and maybe not so much the new regulation per se, but how it was being enforced.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably what changed dramatically 3 to 4 years ago. And you know, when that happened, we had to change our policies, procedures, and mm-hmm. ideas of what we thought was good business, mm-hmm. And much like everyone else. But you're right. We weren't affected in many ways mm-hmm. as some others were. Mm-hmm. Very thankful for that because of the family values and the, I would call it the long time building of mm-hmm. capital and assets with Central National Bank. They were really protected from a few bad decisions, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. So we were very fortunate.
No, that is good. I mean, you have the, I mean, the mistakes are made, but when you have, when I know with banking and stuff like that, there's the community and then more the local banks, and then you have your big, huge conglomerates that were doing different things. And as you say, the ones that were making the over the huge money are not necessarily have the same sort of you guys are dealing with a lot more of the regulations because of some other things that were done.
That's
correct.
Exactly right. At least that's my opinion. I'll
yeah.
say that.
Well, I mean, and you know, I think that we should have regulation. I don't, you know, because it is when you like you just you were saying if things get out of you know, when people are just going for the dollar and not thinking about the bank. I mean, you have to have regulation because we all have to be able to trust our banks because sure. that's such a essential part of our economy. But how it's but done smartly would be good.
It's absolutely essential. From you know the everyone in banking mm-hmm. Maybe talks somewhat negative of the people that enforce the regulation mm-hmm. and perhaps sometimes rightfully so. But I think the biggest difference for as I said what had happened
right.
Previously and mm-hmm. then what has happened the last 4 to 5 years was really the kind of the enforcement of how they wanted things to grow and how they wanted things how they wanted things administered, really, policy and procedures. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about the differences between the conglomerate, the larger national banks, and community banks, mm-hmm. which are typically described at $1 billion in assets or less,
mm-hmm.
We fit right into that. We're on the higher scale of the community bank under that $1 billion in total assets. I think most people would agree that the community banks were, for the most part, the students that were being punished by the regulation and the enforcement of those because of the conglomerate national banks and decisions that they made.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the community banks went through everything that they had to go through during that time, and they're still here.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of proof that most of them withstood the firestorm, I guess.
Well, that's one of the things, too, is we kind of jumped into the economy just because I guess it's kind of, you know, listening to things when I was coming to the radio. Listening to Hank, you know, to have this sort of stuff. But I also think that let's back up a little bit and we can talk about this more in the next segment, a little bit about how your clients themselves. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about who your clients are, how they've changed in their expectations, maybe because of the economy or as you guys are growing and as we're looking towards the future, how are those things happening?
Sure.
We'll continue next right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Let the local experts make your garden grow this year at Howard Pines Garden Center in North Lawrence. Everything grown right here from seed, not shipped in on a truck. See what's popping up today at howardpinesgardencenter.com.
Your new home is waiting at one of the Cherry Hill properties. It's all about your lifestyle at Cherry Hill Properties. From a studio with utilities to a four-bedroom home, Cherry Hill Properties has you covered. Imagine living right next to campus, the golf course, or biking and hiking trails. Enjoy fitness centers and pools, free cable, Wi-Fi, a washer and dryer. No matter what your lifestyle, Cherry Hill Properties fit you and your budget. Call 785-841-5444. Cherry Hill Properties, we have Lawrence covered.
In the ever-changing world of automotive technology, it's nice to know the experts at Harris Auto Repair have my back. Ignition systems, onboard computers, who can keep up with all that? Let alone diagnose or fix the problem. Harris can. I need a place I can trust, can save me money, and still do the job right the first time. Harris can. Technicians who are ASE certified using the latest technology to keep me running down the road strong. Be sure to like them on Facebook. From bumper to bumper, the experts at Harris Auto can.
Hello, it's Adam Ritchie with LED Source in Lawrence. As a business owner like you, I appreciate the importance of reducing costs. LED lighting technology now gives you the opportunity to reduce operating and maintenance costs associated with your lighting. Let me show you the impact that switching to LED lighting can have on your bottom line. For instance, LED lighting can cost up to 85% less to operate than incandescent lights. Call me at 856-9-LED. Your future is very bright at LED Source. LEDSourceLawrence.com.
Now it's time for the battery round. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cellular.
What's going on? I'm Jimmy Pickup.
First question, where is the best place to find battery replacement specialists?
Lawrence Battery in North Lawrence. They provide batteries for autos, motorcycles, boats, cell phones, watches, and even forklifts.
Correct. Next question.
And I didn't have an appointment or had to wait in line to replace my battery.
If it runs on batteries, go to the specialist. Lawrence Battery over the bridge in North Lawrence.
When she didn't answer the door, he went around to the back and kicked open their back door.
Deadly home invasion in a part of the state that's relatively quiet.
We hear it in the news every night, but what can a woman do to protect herself? Introducing She's a Pistol, a woman-owned personal protection and self-defense training company right here in Shawnee. Learn the correct way to protect yourself and the ones you care about. She's a Pistol with a full line of firearms, personal protection items, and the trained staff to teach you and match you to your personal protection needs. She's a Pistol is here for you. Call 866-998-5223.
For over 100 years, Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services has been here to serve and care for the families of Lawrence, Eudora, and Johnson County during the greatest time of grief. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services understands the difficult decisions that are facing you, and their mission is to fulfill the needs in a responsive, compassionate manner today and tomorrow. Visit warrenmcelwain.com to see a full description of services offered, planned prearrangements, obituaries, guest books, and veteran services. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services.
Ray-Ban Eyewear embraces the never-hide attitude, a commitment to independence born in America. The spectacle, the place to discover the hottest, the freshest, and the largest selection of Ray-Ban Eyewear in Lawrence and Topeka. From classic to contemporary, the spectacle and Ray-Ban take never-hide to another level. The spectacle, where service, selection, and satisfaction never hide. Come in now to receive 50% off your lenses and your new Ray-Ban Eyewear. The spectacle and Dr. Kevin Linehan, voted best optometrist in Lawrence and Topeka.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, here is Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Jay Smith. He's a market president for Central National Bank. And we've been talking about the economy and how it affected banking and how things have changed. But I also want to now talk a little bit about how Central National Bank works. And your kind of current banking situation and trends, and who your guys' clients are.
Well, as we talked about in the last segment, we're on the larger scale of the mm-hmm. community banks, and that's one of the things I love about Central is we have our own mortgage division. Mm-hmm. Tom Koenig here in town handles our home loans. Trust divisions, Joe Carnes here in town over at Walker Russo. We're able to afford and offer all of these different products and services mm-hmm. And still remain a close-knit community bank. It's just a perfect scenario as far as I'm concerned mm-hmm. is for the customer. But, as far as the banking situation and or trends, we do commercial loans here in town. Mm-hmm. I usually do most of those. We have another commercial loan officer, Marty Mosier, mm-hmm. who helps with the Lawrence market, and of course we have several other lenders in different markets throughout the state. Mm-hmm. But we really have many products and services, or as many as most of the other banks in town.
Some banks I think consider themselves we do a lot of different I think every bank we do everything, but, right. but they consider themselves more of they do a lot of more home loans or something like you just said you do business loans and. Do their personal loans. I mean, there's different, and it's usually all about lending. Though, when I know a bank's defining itself, then it generally isn't like, we have tons of checking accounts.
that's true. You always have, as I mentioned earlier, you always have the two sides of the bank.
Right.
The deposit side of the bank says we're the most important. If we don't have the checking accounts,
the money's
and the
not
deposit,
going in. It's not going out.
That's right. If we don't have it, then you lenders don't have anything to loan. Mm-hmm. And the loan officers or the lenders say, we're the most important because our loan fee income and whatnot, interest income, you know, is the
long-term
thing. Exactly, yeah. Is the income for the bank. So, yeah, and I realize probably every bank says that they have that to offer, but I think when we talk about our loans, again, mm-hmm. I have a lending background.
Right.
It's commercial properties here in town, mm-hmm. real estate. We really like to work with small businesses. We like to make larger real estate loans mm-hmm. here in Lawrence and across the state. And I guess it's really no different than many other banks here in town.
Well, just being that I had the Chris Earl and Pat McCandless in here from Stevens a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the real estate market and how it really seems to be getting back. You know, last year was better. This first quarter, people really seem to, you know, now they're really thinking about it's time to buy. People are buying and selling, and said they're actually getting a little less inventory because of that. Now, are you, how is that affecting with you guys with banking? Is that, are you guys seeing those same trends, or is that, are you ahead of that curve or behind that curve? How does that work with banking?
We're certainly seeing the same trends. It's exciting to see in Lawrence again. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if we're ahead or behind as the banking industry as a whole or,
yeah,
you know, Central National. But, you know, we did see a lot of customers that had the capability to refinance, value still in their properties, really utilize this time frame that we've had the last few years to refinance their commercial properties to mm-hmm. long-term fixed-rate loans and really start focusing on what is important to them. Mm-hmm. One of the good things that has came from most of the decisions a lot of these business owners have had to make in the last 3 to 4 years, some have become more debt adverse,
mm-hmm.
Have realized that maybe this isn't how we need to grow mm-hmm. as far as borrowing more money. A lot have become more and more efficient as mm-hmm. far as how they run their business, where the waste was and things. And so I'm really excited to see is that this trend turns mm-hmm. and the economy picks back up. I'm very hopeful. Some people tell me not to get my hopes up, but I'm very hopeful that a lot of these business owners that have really had to work hard mm-hmm. to profit or break even or just manage their business for the last 3 to 4 years, as that influx and income and the times get better, mm-hmm. I hope they remember the principles of which, you know, they've operated.
That makes a lot. We'll see how that works. Yeah.
Human
nature doesn't always work that way, does it?
I think all of us have been given some advice from someone that went through the depression and,
exactly.
and things like that. And I like not to think that I'm quite that old yet to give all that advice. But, you know, I do believe that I'm hopeful that some very good owners and operators will use this time frame.
Definitely learn something and can apply that as we go forward. Well, is that so? So to that extent, kind of what we were talking about is so you do think people are doing things differently a little bit now?
I think so. I think as far as not only more efficiently running their companies, mm-hmm. But you know, again, as far as financing and expansion or growth, I think there's a lot of business owners that have really began to understand there's a certain amount of leverage that's healthy mm-hmm. for a company or their company. And when I say that, I mean for either to utilize in an expansion, modernizing equipment or whatever mm-hmm. their needs really are. But I think what they've realized is, you know, for what that financing is being used for, they should be very specific and stay on task as to, you know, the payments and what they can mm-hmm. budget and what they can fit in the cash flow. You know, and another thing that I think that many of our borrowers have learned is you can't have too many investments. You can't have too many irons in the fire mm-hmm. As far as a percentage owner of different things, different LLCs, different ownership groups. And in doing that, it really sets you up for a lot of potential liability. And mm-hmm. It seems like a lot of our customers have kind of realized where they have grown and what has happened prior to the last mm-hmm. 3 or 4 years, and some of them just kind of want a simpler way of running their business, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that change how you guys do things then? If the people are doing different things differently, are you changing? Do you have to change? How are you adapting to people doing things differently?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to convince really good qualified customers they should borrow money. You know? Sometimes that's difficult, but the old adage is, you know, in banking, if you don't need to borrow the money, I want to loan it to you.
Right.
And so, you know, trying to convince somebody that it's a good time. And, of course, we don't try to convince someone they should borrow money for their company, but we want to let them know that we're here if they if they want to think about it. I think things we've done different, we've focused on more long-term financing, fixed rates, 5 to 7 to sometimes 10. I hate to say that. Everybody will be calling the bank later today looking for a 10-year fixed rate. But mostly what we call an ARM on the commercial side, an adjustable rate mortgage that doesn't require renewal or doesn't balloon in 3 to 5 years. And so in doing that, there's no need for an appraisal and re-underwriting the note and, and fees. And what I've really noticed is many customers, while they're very concerned about the rate, they're more concerned that if we're still in this situation in another 3 to 5 years, they don't want to have to go through the reappraisal. They don't want to have to go through that tension and stress period of renegotiating the terms. They just want it set up and done with.
So the balloon rate, those balloon things, do you still have those? Because I was never, those always freaked me out myself, so.
You know, there was a time where they were very useful. And when you talked about different trends and banking situations, you know, what happened when everything was thriving is people just focused on the rate. We didn't worry about what the appraisal was going to come in at many times. We didn't worry about the particular bank you were borrowing from and whether they were healthy. We didn't worry about a lot of things. We just focused on maybe fees and rates as far as what people use to make that decision of where they borrowed money. And in doing that, I think what a lot of people woke up to is when this note balloons, not only do you have the right to tell the bank that's been carrying the note for the last 3 to 5 years, I'm going to go out and ask for competitive bids on that, but the bank also has the right to say, I'm not sure we're interested in this loan again. And that was, I think, an eye-opening experience for many customers.
All of a sudden, like, I don't have a loan.
Well,
I owe somebody a lot of money and I don't have it.
What really happened in many situations is that people hadn't been in those, decision-making situations, never thought that would happen. And again, it was a competitive advantage to offer those balloons and that short-term commitment of 3 to 5 years from the bank's perspective. But I think many different borrowers never thought of it as 3 to 5 years, I may have to find a different way to finance this particular project or property. And so now what I find is a lot of people saying, okay, I like what your terms and your rates, your fees, I really like what you're offering. When is the next time frame that we're going to discuss rate? Is it a balloon, or what happens in 3 to 5 years? And that seems to be much more of a focus on borrowers.
Like, what is the future planning for those for the second half of the situation, not just the first half?
Right.
Well, then talking about other things that have changed, obviously the internet it's changed banking. From banking services to probably how you do business. How has, I would say that's probably more in the last 10, but the last 5 years, it's been huge, hasn't it?
It has.
And how you guys deal with it? Because that's a lot of technology, too.
The internet has really changed banking.
I think it's going to stay, don't you?
I think it might be here to stay. I'm sure it's probably not the last technological advancement we're going to have.
No, sure it's not.
Along with the internet, most banks have adopted to online banking, but there's so much more that has happened that the internet has provided, accessibility for. Automatic deposits from employers, mobile banking. We can get apps on our banks now. Central has an app that you can look up your online banking, transfer money. You can do almost everything from your phone that used to, 10 years ago, needed a computer, a PC, one that had to plug in.
Right.
And then 15 years ago required you to come into the brick and mortar bank. And it's just revolutionized what the uses of a physical bank or the need for it. And that has been something really difficult, I think, for a lot of bankers to realize. The locations just aren't as utilized mm-hmm. as they used to be. It's not necessary. Mm-hmm. We have ATMs on almost every corner. If you need cash, you can get it from one of those places, but everybody carries a debit card anymore, mm-hmm. or a credit card. Every business is accustomed to using the point of sale technology that's out there, mm-hmm. and it's really changing every day, and the internet's provided, I guess, kind of that base, you know, mm-hmm. for that to happen. But I think much more than just the internet, it's all these different applications that people have come up with, and just every day it becomes more and more convenient for the mm-hmm. customer.
Well, that's what I find interesting too, and just so our listeners know, we're going to talk about this a little bit, but the next issue of the Lawrence Business Magazine is coming out, and it's about banking and community banking in particular. But one of the things when we were talking to our bankers, they talk about relationships and how banking, especially when you're doing lending and stuff, is about relationships. But I always find this with when you're talking about the internet, you know, so when you want to do loans and lending, it's really about relationships and knowing and talking to people and getting, you know, understanding that, especially in a community bank. But then on the other hand, you have all these online and mobile devices that are preventing you from having that personal relationship. So how do you guys bridge that? Or do you?
Well, it is difficult, to be very honest. I think there are certain products and services mm-hmm. that are available for someone to utilize online or, mm-hmm. or through their phone, their app, any which way they can. Mm-hmm. But speaking, you know, directly from the commercial side, I think I probably in the majority of the old-fashioned lenders here in town that there are times where you just need to sit down face to face with the borrowers and go over these sort of things. I think in utilizing technology and also maintaining that relationship, there are so many things that are easier to do now. Mm-hmm. When you ask a commercial applicant or a customer to provide you with information. Mm-hmm. It used to bring in a box of tax returns and income statements and all that sort of thing. We made copies and I gave that back to the customer, of course. And now, you know, email, scan, mm-hmm. Fax, of course, which I might be the only person that still uses fax. I'm not sure. But, you know, so technology has mm-hmm. really helped maybe expedite a lot of those mm-hmm. applications for that reason. But it is still all about relationships, absolutely.
Well, you still need to have that conversation to sometimes decide what kind of a loan you want and need, and to kind of work out the details of that, right? I mean, because not every loan's like people are different, loans are different, obviously.
You know, that's a great point. We have, in Lawrence, we have a tremendous amount of customers that are very educated, mm-hmm. Very sharp people. But there are times where someone comes in with a preconceived idea of what they need to help their business mm-hmm. or what they need to help them personally, whatever their need may be. And the reality is they may have heard that from someone and it worked well for a different business or neighbor or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. But when they actually sit down, you know, with their banker, they sit down with the loan officer and they describe what they need. They decide exactly what it is they want to, you know, apply for. There are times where, you know, it gets modified, mm-hmm. and the banker may have a little bit of advice to explain to them you really don't want a line of credit or an interest-only payment. You want something that, you know, makes monthly payments. And so there is that need, as far as I'm concerned, to really sit down with them on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more then about when we come back about Central National Bank. And you guys do a lot of stuff in the community, some of the things and how you guys work in the community and your role here.
This is the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 28, sunny northwest breeze up to 62 this afternoon, partly cloudy 36 tonight, mostly sunny breezy, 69 tomorrow. Saturday, mostly sunny breezy, high of 74, showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
When it comes to your home or business, first impressions are made at the curb. Pine Landscape Center can help you make a lasting first impression with your landscape. With a wide variety of rock, sod, soil, and mulch, our professional installation staff has the experience and knowledge to bring your landscape to life. Let Pine Landscape Center turn your backyard into an outdoor recreation paradise. Pine Landscape Center, east at TP Junction, south on 1500 Road. Stop in today or visit us online at pinelandscapecenter.com.
Your trader. Big news! Free carpet installation is back this week at Jennings Floor Trader. You heard right. Nothing. Zippo. Freebie. Buy any super strong, super soft Tigressa carpet at Floor Trader's lower warehouse prices. Hundreds of free installation colors at up to 40% savings, and the basic installation is on them. Pay less and get free installation too at Jennings Floor Trader, 3000 Iowa in Lawrence.
Floor Trader, the money saver.
The more things change, the more Paisano stands out for value and quality. Thinking of ordering out tonight? Paisano's Restaurante introduces your solution. Family-style entrees to go. Feed a family of four starting at just $24.99. Hot, fresh, and delicious, all served with salad and breadsticks. Paisano's Family-style entrees to go is available for carryout 7 days a week in Lawrence and Topeka. Go to PaisanosKansas.com for a full family-style entrees to go menu. 25th and Iowa in Lawrence and 10th and Gage in Topeka. Paisano's Restaurante. Love your food.
Ray-Ban Eyewear embraces the never-hide attitude, a commitment to independence born in America. The spectacle, the place to discover the hottest, the freshest, and the largest selection of Ray-Ban Eyewear in Lawrence and Topeka. From classic to contemporary, the spectacle and Ray-Ban take never-hide to another level. The spectacle, where service, selection, and satisfaction never hide. Come in now to receive 50% off your lenses in your new Ray-Ban Eyewear. The spectacle and Dr. Kevin Linehan, voted best optometrist in Lawrence and Topeka.
Looking good and feeling great has never been easier. Right now at the Tan Company, new customers can tan for a week for only $4. Their new Mass Street location downtown is really close with the best parking on Mass from our rear entrance. The Tan Company is always super clean and the staff really knows their stuff. Ask for your coupon, good for a week of tanning for just $4 now at the Tan Company. 831 Mass Street downtown and in Overland Park at 137th and Metcalf. The Tan Company, where America tans.
Before it gets too hot, you know Kansas hot, get your air conditioning unit checked and ready to keep you cool all summer long. Nehawk Dunco has a spring clean and check special running right now. They'll do a complete inspection of any system, any make or model. Call Nehawk Dunco right now at 843-7137 to schedule your clean and check special before it's too late and too hot. Nehawk Dunco, 843-7137. Get it done with Dunco. Nehawk Dunco, your local York dealer.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Let's continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, your host is Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you. I'm here with Jay Smith from Central National Bank, the market president here. And I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at local Hy-Vee, the Merck, and other merchants around town. And the newest edition will be on our stands here this next week, and it's about community banking and other banking that we have here in Lawrence. It's pretty interesting, and I wanted to do. We have Jay here, and we've been talking about community banking, and one of the things that I find interesting is just how vital to our community banks are, because they invest so much locally. That's from what all the statistics and stuff I've been seeing a lot as we're doing this, the last issue, with lots of statistics and turning them into, you know, interesting facts, which may or may not be the case. But one of the things is how much you guys invest locally, not only just in the in loans and stuff, but how, investing in the community itself. So what do you think the bank's responsibility is to the community? How do you guys, what is your responsibility?
Yeah, well, I think a community bank or a bank in the community has a tremendous responsibility to have a commitment, you know, to that community, support those that support you. Mm-hmm. You know, I think in giving back to the community, there's just so many good things that come from that, but you know, Central obviously has the philosophy of investing in, you know, the communities that they're present with locations, and that's been wonderful. I mentioned earlier in the show that there were a few things that I tremendously agreed with Central about, and that was one of them, was their marketing budget to each one of their locations or the communities that they're in. They obviously set aside a set amount of money that's budgeted in to each one of our different communities that is truly supposed to be reinvested into that town or community. You know, while I say that, Lawrence is one of those markets in Kansas that has so many good things to donate money to. I, you know,
that's a bank I'm sure you guys get a lot of requests. How do you decide?
It's very difficult. It really is. You know, every organization in town has someone you know that volunteers or comes to ask for money or whatever the case may be. So there's so many good causes in town that we, what we try to do is we sort of have a little format, four or five of us have what, kind of a mini marketing board, I'll call it, and we try to vote and discuss these requests kind of weekly when they come in and what's best for both parties, you know, and as far as what they're asking for. So,
do you put any sort of criteria on it? Because like, I know some people like, well, we try to focus on, you know, it's an education, or we try to focus on healthcare. You know, it's some, you know, or do you guys just kind of, is it good for the community? I mean, do you have any kind of parameters you try to just narrow down your approach?
That's a great question. I wish I had a really, really good answer.
you can work on that.
Yeah, I will. I will. I'm making notes here. It's, you know, I think there's a few things that's important to us, and it's with 40 to 50 employees here in town, we have so many employees that spend a lot of time donating their time, volunteering for hours. We're on so many different boards. I can rattle off quite a few organizations that we're part of, and I think personally it's very important for the bank to support those organizations of which you know, our employees are volunteered in. So that's really maybe the first criteria I feel very strongly about. If someone in, within our organization has decided that that organization is worth spending their time and volunteering their hours, I think the bank should back that up monetarily or however we need to. You know, and then there's so many different things and ways that people ask for help, whether it's volunteer hours, to be on the board of somewhere to help manage the funds or whatever the fundraiser may be. And then some just ask, you know, for monetary help. So I would say with the, so many different types of requests, it's really hard to have a set criteria. It is.
And when you're with your employees, how do you encourage them? Do you have any sort of policies at the bank about people volunteering time and how much of that time can be away from the bank? Because that can also, with 50 employees, that can be a lot of.
It's strongly encouraged, I guess. You know, I think it really starts by setting examples. We have several great employees that have been here longer than I have. They set examples for me. I set examples for others, and I think when you come to work at our bank or within our organization, you come to realize this is kind of expected, not demanded. I wouldn't say that. And, you know, the biggest thing is finding what group you really feel strongly about. I wouldn't want anyone to donate their time or volunteer to something they don't feel strongly about. You know, find the advice I give is find that organization that you agree with or you like. What they do, and then pursue that at that point. But, you know, I looked last night of the different organizations we're in and how many employees we have that are volunteering time or effort. I kind of filled my little square here of, of, you know, United Way and Boys and Girls Club and Kiwanis, March of Dimes, Knights of Columbus, Sertoma, Lunch and Optimus. We're lead partners in school banks and Broken Arrow and Sunflower Schools. Support the Boy Scouts. Kern Management, believe it or not, gets us into a few of these too. I'm sure you're shocked about that. But, and then we have some longer term commitments. We try to balance our market budget here in town to a few longer term, maybe 3 to 5 year commitments. A couple of them I can think of off the top of my head. Van Gogh, what a great organization to be part of. And most recently, the Theater of Lawrence. We decided to have a long term partnership with them. So we try to balance a little bit of long-term, a little bit of, I guess, budget making for some of these folks, maybe help them know what to expect from us.
Get a certain you're gonna get that you can help them with their budget a little bit if they can expect a certain amount over a few years. And that's nice. Very good. Well, now, when you're working with that, with these organizations and stuff like that and your group and stuff like that, I know that one of the things that you've been working with, too, is Leadership Lawrence. So one of the with leadership in this community, we're talking about how do you see, what do you think this community can do to help the banking? And is there a responsibility, this is a rambling question, sorry. Is there a responsibility that the people in the community have to our local banks as well?
That's a good question. You know, growing up in banking, mm-hmm. and surrounded by it, with my family being so involved, no one seems to be sympathetic to banks,
no.
You know, no matter how big they are. Sometimes we wear that evil label of banking ministers. But I do think that there is certainly a facet to our industry, of which Kansas-owned banks, mm-hmm. local banks, community banks would thrive and do better if more people from Lawrence chose to do their business mm-hmm. that way. But I think, you know, for each individual, you really need to look at where you're doing your banking and why. Mm-hmm. You know, if it comes down to a better rate or terms or whatnot, maybe ask yourself, you know, how important that is to me versus having someone out of state make a decision 2 to 3 years down the road about your loan,
mm-hmm.
or your relationship with the bank, or how comfortable you would feel if you could stop by one of our locations in Lawrence and fix the problem that you, mm-hmm. you may have down the road. And I think that's pretty important. It's very important to me. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people in Lawrence, it may be important as well.
And yeah, this part of the, I think, awareness sometimes, I don't think sometimes people realize, you know, they see, and maybe this is part of the changing economy, that people, just short term, I'm saving, you know, a half a point, you know, now, but that not realizing that that half a point is possibly going into the local economy and stuff like that, and that maybe down the road that's all coming back. There's the balance there.
Yeah, that's a very fair statement. Mm-hmm. To really look at the bank that you're investing or asking for loans or placing your deposits in, if you step back and look at the entire engine mm-hmm. of what they do in the community or in the state of Kansas, and realizing that absolutely you may pay just a little bit more mm-hmm. for a local bank, but if that gets reinvested in the community and provides jobs to the mm-hmm. city of Lawrence, then it certainly has its benefits.
Now, one of the things, though, speaking of jobs in the city of Lawrence, what are some of the things, are the challenges, as we're wrapping up here, of doing business in Lawrence? What do you find as a challenge? And are there things that you would like, you could change, or you think that maybe as we go forward we could do differently to make things work better?
Oh, gosh, great question. Great question. I need Sue Hack's help here,
yeah,
somewhere, right? I throw out, a mention to Leadership Lawrence 2013. Yeah. I'd probably get emails all day if I didn't mention those guys. You know, Lawrence is a tremendous place to do business. It really is. It's difficult to complain or, you know, really focus on some of the challenges that we have that other communities don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the challenges as of recent, you know, banking and our industry and, you know, really most of the industries in Lawrence need growth. We need new jobs. We need mm-hmm. new people. We need new businesses, new buildings, new homes. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but, you know, with the amount of banks we have in town, and good bankers, by the way, a lot of those competitors, of which are my friends, I get along with them fine. A lot of times we spend an inordinate amount of time taking loans and business from each other. For the last 3 or 4 years, it seemed
right.
like we did a lot of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, what we need to do is have new business in town.
Mm-hmm.
We need a new reason to hire an extra loan officer, you mm-hmm. know, at a couple of different banks. We need a good reason for someone to consider a new location. I'm sure people are smiling because they think we have enough locations in town. But we really need some expansion.
Mm-hmm.
We really do.
Now, is that when we were talking about trends earlier, is that something that you guys actively, when we're talking about people and the work you do, you're business base is in Lawrence for you,
mm-hmm.
Douglas County,
right.
Assuming, right? So when you're trying to grow and stuff like that and hire people, how you're just working within this environment, or do you ever reach outside of that, or is it something you really need to stay in your area?
Good question. I think with Central's capability of, we have locations in Gardner,
mm-hmm.
Topeka, Lawrence, down in Burlington, I mean, it's obviously several communities in Kansas. There's very few places in the state of Kansas mm-hmm. that isn't within our lending area. So we're fortunate enough to have, I guess, a reason to look at a loan opportunity.
Well, so you wouldn't change anything about doing business in Lawrence? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm afraid to throw it out there. You know, I don't want to make it too political, but you know, again, I don't think people realize how lucky we are in Lawrence. Mm-hmm. We have some great leadership with the. I'll try not to make any comments about the election, the results of the election, but I'll just say I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I kind of feel as though we're all looking ahead in Lawrence, mm-hmm. and everybody's kind of on the same page. You and I spoke about our similarities from being growing up in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I look at Lawrence as this great big small town.
We run into
the same people, you know, and work with the same people in groups, mm-hmm. and just that's how we feel about it. And we see that as a positive, personally. That's how we convinced ourselves to stay in Lawrence. We were only going to be here 4 or 5 years and go home and raise a family. So it's been a tremendous place for us to raise our kids.
Well, we're glad you're here, and I'm glad the Central National Bank, I know you guys do a lot for the community and appreciate everything you guys do. It's been a very interesting hour. Central National Bank is one of the four locations in town, right? What's your website?
CentralNational.com.
And everybody, you want to give them your personal phone number?
Oh, absolutely. many of them may already have it. You know, I'm down at the Anita Road location, right across from Target. People don't know where Anita Road is, but everybody knows where Target is.
Everybody knows where Target is, yes. One of the things that we are doing, you can get our new business magazine. It's going to be on the stands, and it's going to be about banking, just in talking about what the value of community banks and how important community banking is, especially to a community like Lawrence, where the investment is such a local thing. And I want to do is thank you, Jay, and it's been a very informative hour, the Lawrence Business Magazine. I want you to like us on Facebook, where you can find information and updates on the magazine and on the radio show. Each Thursday morning, we're here at 9 a.m. to have in-depth conversations and follow up on the people and the businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Every Thursday morning, KLWN 1320, redefining the concept of business.
Another great show. Thank you, Ann. And coming up at 10 o'clock, we will have Fox News Radio update for you right here on 1320 KLWN. At Royals baseball this afternoon, pregame 12:30. KLWN, Lawrence.
Ann, isn't there something I can do about these dad-burned weeds in my lawn?
Hi, I'm Ann, and Julie's here. She's the weedy one, and we're from Clinton Park.